Yes, yes. Bless, bless. We're coming to a close, like I keep saying. I just can't believe it, man. This week's show, I'm going to be highlighting some special people as always. I went to an amazing show this week that passed, and I'd like to highlight some of these beautiful artists as well as speak to a very special young man. But for now, I'd like to give thanks and open up the city of Kitchener and let everybody know that it's situated on the traditional territory of the Neutral, Anishinaabeg, and Haudenosaunee peoples. I recognize my responsibility to care for this land and honor the original caretakers of this land. And in these last few shows, I'm going to be honoring you and those who have been listening. And I hope that you enjoy what we have to offer to you tonight. All right. Yes, yes. Blessings and love. Thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. We've got 3 weeks left and we're going to make them count. And today we're making it count with an incredible human that is here to share with us his real and personal experiences. This is such a gift to me. Mr. Emilio William, he's both handsome and intelligent, a model, theater actor, and a Vanier College student in Montreal. So Emilio, thank you so much for being here with me tonight.
I'm very happy to be here with you. I'm very happy.
This is a great experience, and I'm sure this is probably a new experience for you, but one of many.
Yes, indeed. It's very new for me. I'm excited to explore this new area of my career, let's say.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, your career, because you're up and coming, and this is what's important. And, you know, Emilio, I don't want to label you in any way, but I feel like it's important for you to let us know about who you are and your sexuality and how you identify.
Exactly. So I'm a boy. I identify gender-wise as a boy, and I go pronouns he, him for now. You know, we can always change, but for now, it's he, him, and I have a very androgynous style, so sometimes it's conflicting for some.
Right.
But I do identify as a boy.
Okay, perfect. And how do you feel about that pronoun and gender label situation?
So I feel like there's a lot of pros and cons to pronouns and like gender labels, but to touch on the subject for pronouns, I think the concept is really positive.
Yes.
In some ways, to make sure that the person feels comfortable in the conversation that they're in with another person.
Agreed.
But in some situations, like recently, sometimes pronouns kind of becomes a trend, in my opinion. It's like people will start using exaggerated pronouns that like are not in the norm of society. Let's say, like, I've heard Z, Z, or things like that, like different letters that we don't know commonly.
Okay.
And sometimes I feel like it just go with the trend, and I feel like it's being marginalized, like, to touch a different demographic, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I grew up in a different era than you. Do you mind identifying how old you are?
Yes, I'm 18 years old.
Okay, wonderful. And this is why I wanted to speak to you. This is a different generation than mine, but a common generation in the university, moving into that secondary, post-secondary world, moving into the adult, quote-unquote, world. And I thought it was important for me to speak to somebody who is so confident in themselves like you are. And I really love that about you. And you remind me of me growing up, because I too went through that kind of stuff where I was like, I'm not really sure why I need to kind of tell you my entire, you know, who I am. Like, you can see and feel who I am. But it's also, like you're saying, important for some and for all to be able to have a space to be engaged in that conversation and identify how you'd like to be identified as. Is that correct?
Exactly. I totally agree.
Okay, perfect. So I wanted to know also, like, how's your journey been socially and through your education experience being openly out and proud? Because I know I was from I was like 12 years old.
Yes. I'm very lucky. Also, like, just to touch on education as well, I've, like, my background family-wise, I have great support. So at home, it's perfect.
Yes.
and for education wise, I was very lucky and blessed that I wasn't bullied or like intimidated for the way I presented myself, because from a young age I had very feminine features and very feminine like actions.
Mm-hmm.
So in kindergarten, elementary, high school, I never got bullied. I was in an open space where I could speak openly about like how I'm feeling and
right.
what I like to do. And it was always a great experience. I made great friends.
Wonderful.
I've made most of my friends are from the LGBTQ community, so I'm very happy about that.
Yes, and you're very lucky for that, if I'm going to be honest with you, because, again, we're having a conversation, and for me, growing up, that wasn't the case, you know, and not having that circle that understood you kind of put some barriers on me. I remember when I was young and being told, like, you can't hold your girlfriend's hand in school, but now you're being celebrated, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. I totally agree. It's very unfortunate.
Yeah, and I mean, this is how we're moving into a new world, and I think that this is important for us to highlight and celebrate the differences that we have as people. And I think, you know, how do you feel like growing up and having that support has allowed you to become a better person or helped you to help others that have been going through that journey?
Oh, it's helped me tremendously. I feel like being in this community is really like something that you need to have an open mind automatically. You mm-hmm. can't have a closed mind.
Yes.
You need to be open about everything. So, like, every time that I experience something new or I meet new people, I never instantly have that type of judgment. I always listen and collect the information and think about it. And then after, like, I give my opinion. So, like, wonderful. It allows me to not be, like, closed-minded.
That is so amazing. And I think everybody should learn from this right now, because this is how we should be accepting others. Every time we meet somebody new, it's like you said, having that open mind and actually listening. Like,
yes.
I think all too often people are on the defense or try to post their own thoughts and views when it's like, just listen, take a listen exactly. and see. Yeah. That's really special. That's really amazing. And so I know that you're into acting. Like I said, you're a theater actor and as well as a model. So how did the acting come about in your life then evolve into modeling?
Yes. So acting, I started very young. I started when I was like 4 or 5. My sister's grandmother, because we don't have the same father, so her grandmother
okay.
has an agency. And since my mom was with my father, my sister's dad,
mm-hmm.
My grandmother was intrigued, and she was like, wow, like, I think he would do good in the acting industry. So she booked me on some things, and it started coming off in that. So my first gig was a Nintendo Switch
nice.
Commercial.
Awesome.
It was very fun, and it started from there. Like, when I was 8, I did a movie with Betty and Coretta. The movie's called Betty and Coretta, sorry.
Okay.
And I did it with Mary J. Blige and Angela Bassett. So, like, opportunities started, like, coming up. So it was really good. And then now it's just continuing. And then I slowly started getting into modeling, which my aunt is in. She has her own modeling agency, and she's a model herself for 13 years.
Wonderful.
Yes. So she included me in some modeling shoots. And the modeling is a little more new to me.
Okay.
So I'm experiencing the industry, but I'm really loving it for now.
Emilio, you're absolutely beautiful. You have such incredible features. And I think, like I said, like you, I find it very intriguing and interesting and special that you still identify as male. And like you said, I'm a boy, right? But
exactly.
you have this style that can bring through femininity and still be true to yourself. What made you feel like I want to stay male but still show my feminine side? Like, what was that all about?
To be honest, it's like it was a gradual process. When I was younger, like in the beginning of high school, I was socially, I would dress more male, masculine.
Right.
And till I was like, I would say 15 or 16, I started experimenting, sorry.
Yes, yes.
In more like feminine things, so makeup, feminine clothing and whatnot. And I always was attracted to it because I'm a very, like, I'm a skinny person.
Mm-hmm.
So male clothes never fit me the right way.
Yeah.
So I would always go towards the women's section, and it always flattered me. I always liked it. And I slowly, gradually started getting more into, like, hair and makeup and whatnot. And I always knew deep down, even though I was projecting this feminine energy, I always, like, I was comfortable with my body and my gender. Like, it was nothing that I needed to change.
Yes.
I do have to admit, sometimes in my head, I used to question. I'll be like, oh, maybe this or that. But I knew, like, in my, like, truly, I didn't feel comfortable transitioning to being a female.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I still wanted to be a boy.
Oh, I love this. And I feel the exact same as you. I personally, I present very masculine. And people had in the past have said to me, you know, maybe you should be a trans person. And I said to myself, like, you know, I really respect the body God gave me. And I don't feel that I need to do that to be who I am. And I kind of hear a lot of similarities with you, because it's the same thing. Like, you grow up, you know, you're supposed to be this or that or whatever. They put you in a box, but then you're like, well, I kind of feel like this, right? So I started changing myself. I mean, not even changing myself, but becoming myself, I would say, at around, you know, 12 years old. I was out, and I've always been a quote-unquote tomboy and this and that. But it was really like, this is actually who I am. So I understand and definitely vibe with you when it comes to that feeling of, like, I want to experiment with things that make me feel more of who I am.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I totally agree.
Yes. And I think that's really important for those who are listening to understand that you don't have to fit in this box. You are who you are, and love and embrace that.
Exactly.
Yes. So how do we find you online and find your past work or your current stuff? What are you up to?
Yes. So I have my Instagram that I use for my modeling and sometimes for my acting.
Okay.
I am soon going to start creating, like, my own modeling page and, like, my more career-wise page.
Yes.
For now, it would mostly be on Instagram. I'm also on my aunt's modeling Instagram as well. I'm on her agency as well.
Okay, guys, so don't worry. I'm going to make sure that I get all of that information for you and include it. You can see what's going on with Emilio. And what's your aunt's business name?
It's Honey Benjamin Management.
Okay, perfect. And that's out of Montreal as well.
Exactly.
Just make sure that you check these things out, because these guys are up and coming. They're doing real things. They're doing new things. This is the type of people that we need to be supporting. We're supporting the community and uplifting people for their individuality, right?
Yes.
So I want to ask you, how has music influenced you growing up, and how are you connected to it now?
Oh, music is, like, the biggest part of my life. Like, it's something that helped me through, like, sexuality wise and, like, just heartaches that I've had through my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've loved music since I was young. I always was told that I have an old soul, so
yes.
I never listened to current music.
Mm-hmm.
I love Broadway, I love jazz,
yes,
soul. Yeah, like, all of that. So now currently, like, my music is always in my daily life all the time. I've always wanted to pursue, like, singing also as well,
right?
When I was younger, I think when I was 14 or 15, I auditioned for The Voice.
Nice.
Yes. And I got through the 3 auditions, but the 4th one I didn't.
That's still very brave, and I very much commend you, because I wouldn't even do that, so good for you.
Thank you. So it's something that's always in my daily life. I listen to it all the time. My favorite artists are very, like, older music. So, like, Judy Garland, Louis Armstrong,
yes.
Ella Fitzgerald,
mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey,
mm-hmm.
Houston, Aretha Franklin, you know, all the...
All the greats, all the greats.
Yes, exactly.
And where did you find yourself, like, how did you find yourself connecting to that music? Was that what was played in the home, or is it something you discovered on your own?
Well, my great grandmother, she's like born in like the 30s or the 40s, and she would always listen to more, obviously the music from her time. And I was always attracted to that music. So she would watch movies like The Sound of Music.
I love The Sound of Music.
Yes,
the hills are alive.
I would be in love with the music. I would be like, wow. And, like, I would sing along, like, it was something that attracted me.
Yeah. You know? I'm really glad that you're connecting to that at such a young age and practicing that in your own, you know? I think this is really great, and I'm so happy that we've had a chance to speak, and for you to be so open with us, I'm just so grateful for you, Emilio, and I hope that others can feel just the true confidence in who they are, you know?
It's something that we need to talk about more, and I'm so happy that I had the opportunity to speak to you about it, and we could relate, because we kind of went through the same heartaches.
Yes, we definitely did. And I knew you were an old soul from we met. And I want to make sure that I highlight some of your favorite tracks or maybe some stuff that you've sung before or things that you're thinking of singing in the future.
Yes, I would definitely. I haven't had the time a lot to sing recently and like record it on my own.
Yes.
But I do want to like get back into it because school obviously it takes so much time.
Yes.
It's draining sometimes.
I understand.
Definitely, like, I'm trying to get back into it, and I'll definitely start singing and trying to record them and hopefully let the public listen to it.
Yes, and I will be the first one to share it. Let me let you know. I'll be the first one. So make sure I get the first recording, or you can even come here and record it at my studio, too.
Yes.
So do you have any advice for young people who are interested in modeling or acting or just dealing with the same challenges that we have?
Well, I would say, like we said earlier, really have an open mind. You can't expect people to accept you for things that you want to do in life if you can't accept them for things that you don't necessarily agree with or that you're not used to. Right. So you really have to have an open mind about these things because you need to give to receive, you know?
Amen. But that was absolutely beautifully put. Like, you are a really old soul. You're a very wise young man. You've obviously been confident in your journey and you're confident in your skin. And I think that radiates and will magnify amongst the listeners. It definitely resonates with me and makes me closer to you. And I would love to have you back another time.
Yes.
Like I said, we're coming to a close now, guys. We've only got 3 weeks left. And I'm so grateful that I was able to put you in and you were able to share with me and share with us your personal journey. Thank you so much, Emilio.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so happy I got the opportunity to be here, and I definitely want to come back.
Definitely. It will happen. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and stay blessed in love.
Yes, you too.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Peace. J1 Music. What's cooking in the kitchen? Thank you.
you're all alone right now. I know the snow will melt and the trees will turn green. That's just what I see. Times can get dark and dull when nothing seems beautiful. I know the sun will rise again, it is routine. That's just what I see. Just what I've seen. If it takes too long, try to be strong. Try to be strong. Try to be strong. Whatever you're going through, do something nice for you. Call up a friend, spend time away from all those screens. That's just what I see. Just what I've seen, what I've seen. I know it's cold outside, but I hope I've clarified. I know the snow will melt and the trees will turn green. That's just what I've seen.
J1. What's cooking in the kitchen? What's cooking in the kitchen? What's cooking in the kitchen?
Met you in a past life. Maybe you could spend a night. Got me feeling things that I never ever dreamed of. Falling for you. See my future in your eyes. Oh, that pretty smile. Yeah, yeah. I'm so curious. So tell me, baby, what you sign? Just come around my way. Just come around my place. Just come around my way. I'm so caught up. Just come around my way. Say come around my place. Just come around my way. I'm so caught up. Said I don't know how you do it. Got me floating. Got me open. Waiting for your touch. I'm drawn to. Just want your love, yeah, yeah. Need to soak it up, oh no. May I show you more, come on. Gotta put it on me. Take this flight, change your life. Count on me, knocking at your door, baby, let me in. Must admit it, had me wishing, had me dreaming, thinking maybe we could build it, just you and me. Take my hand, hold me close, I'm ready, let's find a way to stop and grow.
Oh,
J1 Music. Edible out. Can't stop, won't stop.
Yes, yes, we can't stop, yo. We're just keeping this movement together. I'm so grateful for tonight. Such an eclectic movement. Such an amazing lineup of artists. I'd like to thank Emilio William once again for sharing his views on modeling, acting, and just being his true self. Can we give it up to him? And I'd like to give it up to Jotham and Scott Michael from the AMC crew at Laurier. I'd also like to give it up to the artists that inspired me this week and allowed me to play their music. I'd like to give it up to Story, Witch Prophet, Ice the One, Junior T, Trip P, and Tion Gibbs. You can find them on all streaming platforms. Make sure you check out and support, support, support. I'll be posting their handles and everything after the show. Listen, man, this show that I seen this week was incredible. And it just keeps inspiring me to want to do more of this. So thank you so much for the listeners, the supporters, for everybody that's here for us and here for the people that are coming up. Blessings and love. I'll see you next week. Keep the vibes, all right? Peace.